Shir Chaf Hey, Inksubos by Losh Hashiva and Yeshiva University, Tesvav Kislev Hey Tov Shimem Zion, December 17th, 1986, on Wednesday. Continued.
The behavior pattern in married life, so then it will intensify and it will motivate him, and it will motivate him to follow up this kind of behavior pattern. So the question is, what is more effective? The symbolism involved in the Bracha d'Odom, or the symbolism that is involved in Bracha d'Odom? So superficially it certainly appears that the symbolism that is involved in Bracha d'Odom is more effective, I mean, psychologically speaking, than the symbolism involved in Bracha d'Odom, because of what's his affinity, what is the Chosner Kalis affinity with Dogim? I mean, what's their Shayachas with Dogim? With Odom, Odom Mechava, yes, of course, we are all descendants of Odom Mechava, but with Dogim, so what is it? But still, here in the Gemara, we have two issues. So according to the first Lashon, second Lashon, no, if not the time of Shavu, so Bracha Didogim is a different. Why should Bracha Didogim be a different? Now there is a Gemara in the Metzia. And the surface, it appears strange, but it's not strange at all. Rabbi Yechanan, have also the Yosef Ashari Tzvile. Omar, Kisau Kondes Yisroel, Mitzilas Mitzve, Liv Gilbi, Keicha de Lever Ud Meisha Pire Kabos, Mire Reise Kabos, Amore Rabbonon, Lo Yistamen Mar Meine Bishe, Omalu Anom Mizarev Yosef Kassim, Rishalta Beine Bishe, Yersi, Ben Piras Yitzi, Ben Piras Alioin. So in other words, the descendants of Yosef, so are not exposed to the effect of an evil eye. What do you think? What does it mean? Ben Piras Yitzi, Ben Piras Alioin. Now, the Rambam, the Sefer Yikorin, Gamiri, they all say that while Nain Ara has very serious repercussions, and there are many Mamore Chazal to that effect, so it's not that an evil eye so in itself has evil repercussions, but when a person looks at another person with jealousy and malice, and if the other person notices that a certain person looks at him with malice, so then it's like boring a hole in the human psyche. It instills frustration and desperation in the psyche of the person. That's why an evil eye, Ayin Hara, has such serious repercussions. Now, Yosef was the personification of a person who refused to allow himself to become the victim of frustrations. Imagine if Yosef HaTzadik had followed up the normal behavior of an average person, could he have become Yisra Tzadik, in face of such adversities, being sold into slavery by his brothers, to whom he was so devoted. But Yisra had a certain immunity against the evil eye. Why? Because he was Yisra, according to the Kabbalah, personified the media of his thought. In other words, and his thought consists in strong will and determination not to be affected by frustration. That's his thought. That's the basic quality in human character. His thought is the basic quality. A refusal to become victimized by frustration. So many people, I mean, get destroyed because of frustration. Because people, stupid people, malicious people, look at them with an evil eye. It doesn't mean that an evil eye manifests. Evil eye manifests itself in various forms. Sometimes it manifests itself in simple remarks, you know, in sarcasm. That's how it manifests itself. So Yosef personified the determination not to allow himself, oneself, to be victimized by frustration. That's what it means. I know that he was a Yosef, but it doesn't mention. It's not to be understood literally. He meant, I follow up the behavior pattern of Yisrael. In other words, to refuse to be victimized by an ayin hara. So, the thing that is symbolic of immunity against an evil eye is the fish. Why does the fish symbolize, you know, the immunity against an evil eye? Because, you see, let's say, bosom. So, even if there are certain foods that are awesome, that's a unique name, are awesome. You can't eat them. It's taboo. You can't eat a mint on something that is tummy. Let's say, chazir or gomol or whatever. Or a horse, you cannot eat it. So it's awesome. But a behemoth Torah is muta. But still, that doesn't mean that a behemoth Torah, bosar, or a behemoth Torah cannot become contaminated. Because even though it's a behemoth Torah, so there are so many ways how it can become contaminated. In other words, if you don't not knack the chilek, if you not knack the dam, if you don't salt it, so it becomes also to you. But mashenkin fish, if it's the only question is it a doctor or is it doctor? If it's a doctor, you cannot eat it. But if it's a doctor, there is nothing in the world that can contaminate it and that could disqualify it as your food. It cannot become frustrated. A fish has immunity against frustration. You see, a human being has no immunity against frustration. There are certain youngsters who have such a big potential. And then somehow, because of their friends, so-called friends, they become destroyed because of frustration. Such a high potential there. There are so many youngsters. I mean, such a high potential. And then they go up into criminals. Why? Because of frustration. Because a fish is the symbol of immunity against frustration. A fish is any other animal. So even though it's an intoyer, that doesn't mean that it would be fit for as a food. Because it might become unfit through frustration. Because you're not knackered, the chilek, you're not knackered, dam, you didn't salt it properly, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, you have to shecht it in a certain way, and there is a tzum, a fish, nothing that can make it unfit. If it's a doctor, it will always be fit as a means of consumption, always, as a food. In other words, it has immunity against the ayin hara. So, So Rabbi Yochanan, he was accustomed to teach the Bnei Yisrael how to be immune against frustration. We shouldn't become frustrated. And especially in the marital relationship, there are so many ways that a woman can become frustrated through the marital relationship. So he tried to guide the Jewish women how to be immune against frustration. This is what the Gemara means. So, in other words, why does according to one version of the Gemara say that Broche di Dogin is a gift and Broche di Orok? That's all what the Shaykh has. What's the affinity between a human being and the fish? The answer is because the fish is the symbol of immunity against frustration. Some mele, some chachomim or misake, not as an obligation, but as a way as nation table. Because Simone Milson, to get married, to be a V, a true and in order to emphasize the determination to be secure against frustration. So this is what Gemara means, agitated, and that according to second Lashon, so brocha the dogim is adifet than brocha dorah. Dorash bar kapor, daily message hadikim yisem maise shemayim varet. Your maise shemayim varet ksif apiyod yozoret. Minna tipcho shemayim. Dil masidim shal tzadikim ksif. Mochen lishiftu chapal da Hashem, mikdash ha Hashem, ken yodecho. Ken yodecho. So, what do you mean, daily maise tzadikim yisem maise shemayim varet? Because maise shemayim varet, the Pasuk says, apiyod yozoret, binnu tipcho shemayim. So, in other words, only one hand, I mean figuratively speaking, only one hand of the Kavayochu established the foundations of the earth. And in respect to Masidim Shal Tzadikim, so, Mikdosh Adishem Kenene Yodecho. So the Maise Tzadikim, so is done, is affected, not in a figurative sense, not by one hand of the Kavayochu, but by both hands of the Kavayochu. What does it mean? Heishi bav le'echot, v'tchirishnei v'yabeshet shodof yotzor. So, tshuva, so we see that in creating the earth, so figuratively, both hands of the Kavayochu participated in creating the earth. So it's not like that. So yodiksiv, v'aksiv yotzoru, Omer Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok, yotzoru loshen rabin is as beisov. כי דרסיף כי אלה שמחו מעשי ודסכו יודח וכל מה שקנון ומי יש השמיים מספרים פריטקי ומעשי יודו מה גדורקיע so it says ומעשי יודוב both hands of the קוויוכל is מה גדורקיע הורי כמה מסבידים של צדיקים מי מגיד הורקיע ומי מי ומוטו so Rashi explains חיו מעשי יודו מעשי הסביקים שקרוי מעשי שלהם מעשי יודו של הקודש ברוך הוא ומעציות ודומי של צדיקים מה מדורקי אשר הורקי עמיד עליהם מגריז שהם צדיקים שנספר מלחשום ומותניות Now what does it mean? What does it mean? One hand of the קוויוכל in a figurative sense Two hands of the קוויוכל The right hand of the קוויוכל The left hand of the קוויוכל What does it mean? Tasteless mentions דיו בשמיים ואורץ כסיף אפיודי ממש בחודה עבודה במסיים קרוב ימי טיפחו שמיים ואומר בשביל להקים ישראל יד הישמוי אם כי נתאר תקסי במייס שמיים ואורס מקום מוקים אחד מייס הלכי על אחד but it's either the right hand of the קוויוכל or the left hand of the קוויוכל but not both hands אבל מייס צדיקים אחד מייס כמו ידיס המקדוש כסיף תלתי ואין what is it all mean both hands and here שמיים ואורס so it's a single hand of the קוויוכל either the right by itself or the left by itself. I think that the pshat is very simple. If we take notice of a certain Zayah in Parshas Vayechi, the Zayah raises the question, when Yaakov began to bless his children, So when he started to confer his blessing upon Shimon Levi, so he didn't appear to give a blessing. All upon goes the Fosom Kikososo. So that kind of Voli Vorchis on Vloy Birchon. The Zayar raises that question. So the Zayar gives the Teretz, he did give them a bracha. Even Shimon the Levi Yaakov, even upon Shimon the Levi Yaakov bestowed a very important blessing. But Yaakov was very upset about Shimon the Levi, because he detected in Shimon the Levi, the Zohar passed rightly, he detected in Shimon the Levi a certain quality that is Nisitra Dismay Vishkin. Nisitra Dismay Vishkin. So he was afraid lest this tendency will be abused, and they will abuse it in the way his brother Esau, you know, realized his potential. So the Zohar says, in the other children, Yaakov detected qualities that in Sitra they mean Shkine, but in Shimon Levi detected qualities in Sitra they smell Shkine. So in other words, there are two kinds of attributes of the Shchina. Attributes on the right side of the Shchina and attributes on the left side of the Shchina. What does it mean, the right side of the Shchina? In the Milo, you mean the Ismail. But, so it is to be understood in a figurative sense. So, in other words, a person uses the right hand. Ordinarily, uses the right hand. If he's not left-handed, so the right with the right hand, not the left hand. And the left hand will be used normally only as an aid to the right hand. Let's say when you write with the right hand, you have to hold down the paper with the left hand. Why? Because of my conditions, I have trouble with this, you see. So, but you use ordinarily the right hand in writing. In every major piece of work, you use the right hand, not left. But suppose there is an extraordinary circumstance. Suppose somebody suffers a fracture of the right hand. Then he's forced to write for a certain time the left hand. So in other words, the right hand is used under normal circumstances. The left hand is used only under special circumstances. Under extraordinary circumstances. So that the Bein Shalom has two kinds of midas. You say, Adishem, Adishem, Kiracham, Bechalim, Erapayim, Erachesed, Emes, Nisaches, La'alofim, Nisaobim, Fesha, Bechatov, Inaki. And Tanis, you know, when you read the Kriya of the Yukim Midas, so when the Bar Kriya says, reaches that posse, Adishem, Adishem, Kiracham, Bechalim, so the universal practice is that every member of the tzibur says it. But does he say the whole pasuk? No. You only say Yad Shem Al Shem Torachem Mechana Apay Al Ches Vemes Yisachez Al Ofen Yisrael Mfeshel Chatov Inake. What's about Lo Inake? Inake is not the end of the pasuk. It's Inake Lo Inake. So the tzibur says up to Inake, and then they stop. There is Aloche of Kol Pesukim Paskim Yishel Lo Paskim. You're not allowed to say posik in an incomplete manner. And here, we interrupt and we don't finish the posik. So it should involve an issue of kol psukit lepaskim yishli paskimah. The answer is, here there is a special situation. Why special situation? Because why does the tzibu repeat the posik of Hashem Hashem to Racham Lechamim Erachatayim Avchaz Lemes? For the same reason that the Chachomim or Misakei, that Antonis, we should read this Kriya of Yikimo Midas, because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Ramech and Misati, Hakurish Bohu, Kishliach Tzibur, the Omar, Bishor, Shabonai Chaitin, Kisir Aze Yasu, Vani Mecha. What does it mean? The Duchuve, if he sins, so they have to Duchuve, then the Rabbein Shalom will pardon the sins. What it means to see the Yasam? It doesn't mean the lip service in saying that Hashem Hashem to Racham Echad. But it means the real tshuva. Real tshuva means when you decide to be kind the mitzvah of lachta b'zochot. Mahu tzadik, afatoi tzadik, mahu chosid, afatoi chosid, mahu kodesh, afatoi kodesh. So in other words, emulating the mitzvah sabeirei, that's the basis of the whole Torah, of the Jewish morality. Mahu afato. So that's the real tshuva, to fulfill the mitzvah of the lachta b'zochot. So Kisir HaZayasim doesn't mean just the lip service. Lip service is nothing in itself. In other words, we have to say it in order to impress upon our hearts that with the task that is incumbent upon us to emulate the Rebbein Shalom and to follow up the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu chosid, afatei chosid, mahu kodesh, afatei kodesh, mahu tzadik, afatei kodesh, mahu mivakir chelim, the Gemara in Seite, afatei mivakir chelim, mahu minach nabeim, afatei, to indulge in chesed, in tzedek, in gdushe, in tar. So that's the basis of morality. Imitating, emulating the Rebbein Shalom. So there are two midas. So if on one hand he is naki and on the other hand he is loy naki, naki yishobim bein naki bein yishobim, it's combination too. So the midas of rachum v'chamu v'chapayim v'chesed emes v'chesed, so these represent the midas misitra di min da'akadosh baruch hu. Because these are just as you mean is the regular hem that functions, not a smail. Regularly a person uses the right hand, not the left hand in writing, unless he's a lefty. So then the left hand is the right hand. But regularly he uses the right hand. And when does he use the left hand? Only there is a special situation, an extraordinary circumstance. The right hand is fractured, and next day he can't use the right hand temporarily, so he has to use the left hand. But otherwise, under normal circumstances, he uses the right hand. So the midas shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midas shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu are ordinarily midas the sitra d'min, rachum, chanun, chesed, sholem, tolerance, erhapayim, chesed, emes. If the Rebbein Shalom had not employed day after day and night after night, every minute of the day and every minute of the night, if the Rebbein Shalom had not resorted to the midas of sitra d'min, then the human race couldn't survive in one day, because there is so much sin, there is so much undesiring, there is so much immorality, there is so much riches, and there is so much bloodshed, and still the Rebbein Shalom tolerates all that, and is waiting. Because the Rebbein Shalom resorts to the midas of the sitra d'min. Imagine if the Rebbein Shalom had resorted usually to the midas of the sitra d'min, the combination. Could the world survive one day with so much riches? But ordinarily, the Rebbein Shalom resorts to the midas of the sitra d'min of rachman and chesed. But there are certain occasions. Now we don't know, we can't understand why this time, at the time of the Mabul, the time of Chum Bayis Rishon, time of Chum Bayis Sheni, at the time of the Holocaust, that only a short time ago the Jewish people experienced, so that the Rebbein Shalom resorted to the midas of Sitra Ismail of condemnation. We don't understand why, but everything has a purpose, even if we don't understand it. But that too was so only certain times that the midas of sitra d'min, just as the left hand is used under extraordinary circumstances. So this is what means shamayim v'oretz. Now the mitzvah of lachta b'drochot applies only to the midas of sitra d'min, not the midas of sitra d'min. The Sifri and the Moran Sitra doesn't say mahu kana b'nei, mafatei kana b'nei. There are some kanoim who think that the mitzvah of lachta b'drochot applies to the midas of sitra d'min. These are the kanoim who throw stones, you know, at those who drive the car on Shabbos. So what do they accomplish? They promote atheism. They promote secularism. I mean, they promote vandalism in Israel. I mean, but the mitzvah, But these kanoim, they are not motivated by halacha, they are motivated by emotions. So they dafke emphasizes the midas mitzvah is made. But the mitzvah, as far as the every Jew is concerned, so it applies only to midas the sitra the means, not to midas the sitra is made. The sifri and the moment say it doesn't say mahu kanabine king. The Rebbeinu is kind of naked. The Rebbeinu knows when to be kind of naked. But how does a human being, with his limited mind and with his nearsighted and vision, how is he able to be mitzvah in the right moment? That's why the mitzvah of mahu kan v'nekim, afateri kan v'nekim, doesn't apply to human beings. But someone is lovely, like Elisha. So he resorted to the midas of Sitra Dismay too. Elisha Anovi, he cursed the Neorim, you know, because he saw the Ruach HaKodesh, that there was no schus in them and not in any of their descendants. Elisha was in a position, he had Nevuyeh, so he was in a position to follow up the midas of Sitra Dismay. But an average human being, how can he dare try to emulate the Rebbeinu Shalom in the realm of Sitra Dismeil, Sitra Dismeil? So tzaddikim, so Madrege of Ruach HaKodesh, and everything just tzaddikim, you know, the way we are accustomed to call it tzaddik. Everyone gives a title, we call it tzaddik. I mean, when the Gemara says tzaddik, it has reference to Bnei Yisrael, who had the Ruach HaKodesh. I don't mean Ruach HaKodesh in the sense of Nevuyeh, but Ruach HaKodesh in the sense of Chochmeh, as the Gemara in Baruch Basra says, that Niyim Shachor Abis HaMikdosh, Mitlo Nivuah Menivim, V'nitlo Lechachomim, I mean, in that sense. So they, after the big liberation, sometimes can exercise certain acts that emanate from the midas of Sitra Dismoil. But the Maizei Shemayim Voretz, the pattern of Shemayim Voretz, is administered according to the admonition of Mishpoch, not to say, all right, it's late today. Tomorrow we'll start the Gemara of the psychology. But I didn't finish the discussion of the Haggadah yesterday, so I'll just, a few minutes, I'll do some discussing the Haggadah. Now, yesterday I started to discuss the concept of doing Masi Tzadikim, Nisan, Masi Shamayim, Goretz. You, the Masi Shamayim, Goretz, Ksiv, Atiyodi, Yosef, Goretz, the Nino, Tifcho, Shamayim. That means that, figuratively speaking, the Kavayocho in creating the earth. So, the world employs only one hand. And you must say in the name of Sadiqim, see, Mochim is shift of our power to Adishem, Migdosh Adishem, King Yodecha, in establishing the Bishamigdosh, so the two hands of the Kavayot were employed. What does it mean? I mentioned the Zohar and Parsha Vaychi, that they are Mides Nisitra Dimin Dako Nisbaruchu, and Mides Nisitra Dismoyo Dako Nisbaruchu. Midas misitra dimin da kolish baruch hu ad midas of rachom lechamim ha'chafayim ha'chesed ve'emes mitzachesed ha'alofim nisn'ovim v'fesha v'chato v'nake But then the Amidus Misitra Ismail, Loyinaki, Peki Dabinobin, Sodomino, Flechim, or Dane, Kirkano, the Naken, gives Amidus Misitra Ismail. What it means? The attributes on the right side of the Shkine and attributes on the left side of the Shkine. The right side is symbolic of that which is regular. And usual, a person uses the right hand in writing. But the left hand, he uses under exceptional circumstances. If God forbid, there's an emergency, he has his right hand fractured, he was in an accident, he can't use the right hand, then he's forced to write to the left hand. And ordinarily, the left hand is only used as an aid to hold down to the paper. But the writing ordinarily is done by the right hand. In case of an emergency, under exceptional, extraordinary circumstances, then the left hand is used in writing. So the Rebbeinu Shalom ordinarily, day after day, night after night, resorts to the midas of Rachon Bechanin, Erachapayim, Rav Chesed, Emes, Mitzah Chesed, La'alofim, Mitzahobim, Mitzahob, Mitzahob, Mitzahob. If he hadn't resorted to these midas, and the immorality and the bloodshed and the hypocrisy and the wickedness, I mean, that takes place. So the world couldn't survive, but Ribbono Shel Olam is a racham v'chanun. He's forbearing erech ha'chayim. Rav Chesed v'emes, that's why the world is able to survive. But there were certain moments in the history of mankind, the time of the Marvel, in the time of Chorban Bayis Rishon, in the time of Chorban Bayis Sheni, in the time of the Holocaust 50 years ago. So, Mr. Ribbono Shel Olam, for an inexplicable reason to us, resorted to the midas of Kama V'Nechid. That's why there was so much suffering, so much tragedy. Why? Those, no one understands. And it's preposterous even to discuss the Holocaust. I can't understand how a person who thinks he's very sophisticated undertakes to discuss it. I don't care what he says. The best thing is not to discuss. There are many things that are beyond our inquisitive grasp. Why discuss it? It can only arouse skepticism and blasphemy. We see what goes on today in the world. So the best thing is not to discuss it. But everything has a purpose. So the Al-Khimain says, Achirai has reference to the events, the historical events, as they take, as, I mean, after a long time, after these events have unfolded themselves. Ufanai Le'irom has reference to the historical events as it unfolds itself. Ufanai Le'irom, I mean, the Holocaust is so fresh in our experience. I mean, you are young, so you didn't witness it, but I'm a little older. I witnessed it, so how can we understand? It is still, I mean, fresh in our experience. Years later, the Neis HaMashiach, and not the beginning of Neis HaMashiach, after Tchias HaMeisim, then it will be the Roises Acherai. Then men will be able to understand. But right now, the person thinks, just because he has a PhD in philosophy from Harvard University or from Columbia University, he can discuss the Holocaust. I mean, the audacity, the chutzpah. I don't care how he discusses it. It's a chutzpah even to discuss it. Even if he decides to discuss it from a religious point of view, it doesn't make any difference. How can men dare undertake explaining the Holocaust? Ufonale Yerol, just like a picture. So if you stand close to the picture, and suppose you are a painting connoisseur, I mean, an expert, you will not be able to appreciate it. I mean, to me, it doesn't make a difference whether I stand close to the painting, or I stand at a distance of the painting, and even if I look at it, and gaze at it from today to tomorrow to next week, I won't be able to understand it. But there are certain people who have expertise, so these people will only be able to appreciate it if they stand at a distance. But if they stand close to it, how can they understand it? So imagine, Kalchina Benisha Kalchina, when we stand close to the cosmic painting, the Holocaust, it's a cosmic painting. And I'm standing very close to it. It's fresh in our experience. It's only like yesterday, I mean, that I witnessed it. I was here. So how can I understand it? How can I understand it? So, but the Holocaust was a manifestation of the midas nisit v'dismay. The Ribbono Shel Olam decided to resort to the midah of Kama V'Nechid. Why? No one knows. Right up to 1939, Ribbono Shel Olam decided to resort to the midah of Kama V'Nechid. Why? No one knows. This is beyond our grasp. So these are midas nisit v'dismay. So the right hand of the Kabayochel, in a figurative sense, represents the midas of Rachamim, Chesed, Sholem, forbearance, tolerance, and the left end of the Kabayochel represents the midas of retribution, of Kamal, Nechim, Lulinake, Pekid Abinovi, Rabbonim, Archelation, Mordain, and Pekid Abinovi, Sarbonim, Archelation, Mordain. So Hazal from Tower doesn't mean that Rabbain shall reach out retribution against the children, descendants of the wicked, of the sinful, just like that. Only when Eos in my Shabbat, say in the Yodea. It's Eos in my Shabbat, say in the Yodea. So then, it's Pekit Abinovish Alboin Malshalishim Alvei. But if it's not Eos in my Shabbat, say in the Yodea, so then it's not Pekit Abinovish Alboin Malshalishim Alvei. But, beginning in Hodom, so, the Yom Shabbat is Alboin. Even if the Ben is Eches in my Shabbat, alright, if he is my Shabbosov, so then he deserves to be punished for his Averis. But not has to show him that a person shall matter should meet out retribution against the crimes committed by his father, by his grandfather, even if the son or the grandson is just as wicked as the grandson. So he's responsible for his deeds, not for the deeds of his ancestors. The redemption sometimes, doesn't mean always, usually redemption doesn't, but sometimes it's fake it up in other is our born in the when does the redemption work? That's none of our reach, that's none of our domain. The redemption knows when to do it, when not to do it. So that's the midas of sitre dismay. So it's really naki. And speak it up in Novi Salbon or Shalish or Rebain if there is Irzi must have a single thing, but not in the other. So that's the reason as to why Amitones, when the Valtriye reaches the process, Hashem and Hashem for Achim the Chano, Achapayim, Chesed, the Emes, Mitzah Chesed, the Alofim, the Sodom, the Pesha, the Torinaki, they say it with him and they stop. But Kol Pesukim the Paskim, Eishol the Paskinon, you're not allowed to stop in the middle. When you knock it, it could have been obvious, in the middle of the passage, in the middle of an esnachto, there is no stop. It's v'nake lo yinake. But really, when we say it, we just say v'nake. We don't say lo yinake. Why not? Because what's the purpose of saying it? Saying it because the more in Rosh Hashanah, Ramich in Satakakal Bor, which is Shriach Tzibu, the Omalad, Ramalik, Bishor, Shabon Achaitin, Kisid Razeh, Yasu, Bani, Mecho, when you say Ayah Yasu, should be children. So they have to say, doesn't mean to say there's a lip service. Lip service is nothing. Achichach Zon Tanech of the Vitus for Sayyid, so the Chayodom has a Peosh, the deal. What does it mean? So he said, the Chayodom, means that if somebody is misvadis, he just should have said, Shamnu, Bogatnu, Bazalnu, Dibamu Devi, but he keeps on repeating the same Averis all over again. So not only that he doesn't get a mikapor, the fact that he was misvadis without searching his heart, that in itself is an Averis. He makes it special piece. Achich from Fenech of Beritus for Sayyid, just lip service. It's not a real lip service. Of course, it's important if it is a manifestation of an internal, introspective searching of the heart. So then it's important to verbalize it in order to strengthen it. Otherwise, it will not have an effect. If you just entertain an internal feeling without verbalizing it, but an expression, a verbalization without an internal feeling is hypocrisy. It's not there. Our physical, we have to be misvaded for that too. Therefore, unfortunately, there are many people, they are misvaded. So they are misvaded not only for the other Avera, they are misvaded for this Avera too, for the Avera of committing a lip service. So again, they committed a lip service and repeating the same Averas all over. But The important thing is, Gesida Azei Yasu means that they should indulge in an introspective thinking and searching of the heart, coupled with a verbalization of saying the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because that's the basic norm, Yadus, for Lachta Bitrochim. In other words, to emulate the Rebbeinu Shalom. Nahu Rachum, Hatate Yerachum, Nahu Chanum, Hatate Yerachum, Nahu Chosim, Hatate Yerachum. But the Sikri doesn't say, and the Gemara in Sikri doesn't say, Nahu Kanum, Yehichim, Hatate Yerachum. What does it say? You won't find such an expression. Nahu Kanum, Yehichim, Hatate Yerachum. Nahu Yinake, Hatate Yerachum. Chasim Sholem, Nahu Yinake. The Yom Tov is Albani, even the Dalayos and myself, the same day, Chasim Sholem. That's arrogating to oneself the role of the of God, Chasim Sholem. Nahu Rachim, why not? Lachta B'Drocha. Rebbeinu Shalom sometimes resorts to the Midas and Sikra Yisrael. Why shouldn't men have shopping? The answer is, if you knew when and how, under what circumstances, what time, against which people. But men doesn't know, Rebbeinu Shalom knows, men doesn't know, but if somebody is in a leap, and he knows the right moment to exercise the Midas of Sikra Yisrael of Canada Naked, then men can also do it. Not only can he do it, he has to do it. Then he's not free if somebody is in Navi. So then the mitzvah of Lachta B'Drocha implies not only Mahu Rachum Mahate Rachum, but Mahu Kanavi Neitim Mahate Rachum. And that's a positive law. According to the pshat that Radak mentions in the name of his father, Lochem Beis, Perek Aleph, where he tells of the episode or the parting between Elio and Elisha, when Elisha parted from Elio. So, Vayichi Ovrom v'Elio Omar Elisha, Shal Moes Eloch, B'terem Elokach Mimoch, Vayimer Elisha, V'hino Pishnayim B'ruchach Ha'alei, Allah. Vayena rikshisa lishay, in tira eisi, lukach, lukach, mitoch, gil lechochein, vimayim lo yiye. So, when Elio said to Elisha, what you are requesting of me, he said, I am requesting that kishnayim beruchach olay, that you should bestow upon me double of your spirit. What does it mean, double of your spirit? The usual interpretation is, I should be as great in Novi, twice as great in Novi as you. But it's a very strange explanation. How is a child to say, twice as great in Novi as the other? That's it. Longest, you can say, one is twice as big in Boki as the other. One Tom Trochen is Boki in half of Shas. And the other Talmud Chochem is Boki in all of Shas. One Talmud Chochem is Boki in Shas Babli, but not just Yerushalmi. And one is Boki in Shas Babli Yerushalmi. This is frozen, Tachovayiru, Sefnes Paneach, was considered the greatest Boki, I mean, not only 50 years ago, probably 80 years ago, when other Ptim were living, and Yersimcha and Amin. So he was considered the greatest one. So in Lomdes, in wisdom, we can understand this concept of being twice as great as the other. What is enough? Who is enough? Enough is one who has communion with the Rebbeinu Shalom, who gets a revelation from the Rebbeinu Shalom. So that's it. Now let's say, how many Prokim are there in Shai? I don't remember. Samachrov? 66. Mivadye? 1. Vadye? 1. That's the after, you know. of this coming Shabbos. So anybody say that Yeshaya was 66 times as great in order as Ivadi? Because Ivadi has only one Perek and Yeshaya has 66. Somebody can say it. I mean, all kinds of nonsense are being said, but it wouldn't make sense. The boy is not trying to say. Inovi is inovi. What do you mean? Kishnayim yiruch. So it seems that in the fourth Yatanach Kishin were baffled by this expression. So the Radak mentions in the name of his father that the pshat in the Yino Kishnayim yiruch ha-choyroi is not twice as great in Novi as you, Elio. But it means just as you, Elio, had the double spirit, a double spirit. And so I also want to be blessed with the double spirit. Elio had a double spirit. On one hand, Elio HaNovi is the symbol of Sholem. Elio is called the Malach HaSholem. And even today, you know, Elio is always mentioned as the example of Sholem, as the blessed Novi, Malach HaSholem. His role is a role of peace, shalom, to return the hearts of the children to their fathers, the hearts of the fathers to their children, shalom, nachum, chesed, shalom, and at every breeze we pay tribute to Elio HaNovi for a symbolic act of kisei shel Elio. So Elio was the symbol of Sholem, of Sitra Dinim, Rachmin, Chesed, Sholem. On the other hand, Kanei Knez, Elio resorted to the Midas of Sitra Dismail in connection with the Abab. Kanei Knez came. How can these two be reconciled? Well, very simple. How are they reconciled? By the Rebbeinu by the Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan knows when to resort, under what circumstances to resort to the midas of Sitra Dismei. Man doesn't know, but if somebody is in Novi like Elio, and Binvuye can be something the right moment, so Binvuye, Elio knew that at that moment, this midah of Kanadinating has to be exercised against the Abba. Didn't exercise it has to show him against nice people than the Abba, or not nice people, there are terrible people than the Abba. But anyone other than Elio would be a terrible person if he would exercise it. He would be arrogating the role of God to himself is the most terrible thing that a person can do. I think that the greatest crime that is committed by modern people, and by doctors, and by modern people in general. I mentioned yesterday, a Jewish woman so wrote a book in which she describes how, to the advice of a psychologist, a psychiatrist, and a lawyer, she gave a certain pill to her mother who was suffering from cancer, and it became a bestseller. That's arrogating. That's mercy killing for a good purpose. But it's arrogating to oneself, the role of God. They say it in English, I don't like this expression, but I'll mention it. Play God. I don't like that expression. Play God. But it's a good expression anyway. I don't like to use it. But modern people like to play God. Quality of life, what kind of quality of life? I get childless myself, uneasy. It is indescribable sometimes. Family doctor who is a bentor, who studied in Yeshiva, and I mean, who follows up a dafayomi, I mean, and he's a yorid shoim, and they start talking, well, why should we attach the respirator? What kind of quality of life is it? Is it prolonging life? It's prolonging a life that is like death, worse than death. I mean, all these arguments, and they make a lot of sense. They make a lot of sense. But there is only one trouble with it. They are based upon the intention to play God. to play God. And that's why when he picks it, Paskins, that if a person suffers from terminal cancer, so then it's not, and doctors say there's no hope. He can live at most for another month or so, and there's no hope. So, and when you Paskins, it's all right not to attach the respirator on the basis of the Gemara in Dorim. Gemara in Dorim, because Gemara in Ksuves. Gemara in Ksuves, and the Ran in Dorim. Gemara in Ksuves says that when Rabino HaKodesh was dying, so he had a lot of Kisurim. So Amsa the Rebbe went up at the end of Ksuves on the roof, and she was installed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should expedite the end of Rabino HaKadosh. So because of that, there are some Poskim who pass through, you don't have to attach a respirator and prolong the life of a person who suffers from terminal cancer. In my opinion, this approach is also based upon the intention of playing God. All that the Gemara says is that Amsa the Rebbe was his parallel as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one thing, his parallel as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you need it in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Indeed, and when she was his parallel, I'm sure that she was his parallel, as the Gemara doesn't say the nature of the text of her feeling, but I'm sure that while Amsa the Rebbe was with Palela, she was Palela's, that if it is known Kelape, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's dying, so let him die right now instead of having pain for another day or two. That's what he, but whether he's dying or not dying, so that only the Rebbe shall know. But in this case, there are certain situations. All right, it's very unusual. It happens 1 in 1,000. But there are such cases. When a person was in a coma and then he was resuscitated. So, on the basis of statistics, it's very unlikely. But as unlikely it is, there is still such a possibility. How can a person dare undertake, make a decision to put an end to somebody's life and tell the relatives, don't touch a respirator, don't give him any medicine, let him die a peaceful death? It's terrible. It's arrogating to oneself the role of the Bnei Eilam. And I don't care who does it, whether it's done by a left winger, an atheist, or it's done by a Pesach. Is the same thing in final analysis. And what equation is there between being Mishpal HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you leave everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu and when you take the initiative and you put an end in an active way or in a passive way to a human life, even if there is a millionth of a possibility, 1% of a percent or 1,000th of a percent, or 1/10,000th of a percent of resuscitation, how can men dare make such a decision? It's the same thing, playing God. I don't like that expression, but I think to emphasize, I have to use that expression. So, this is what somebody's in Ovid. He knows. So, Elisha asked Eliyahu, "V'yino pishnayim b'ruchach Eloi." I feel that I cannot fulfill my function as in Ovid unless I'll always be blessed with the double spirit. We knowing exactly when to exercise the midas of Sitra Dismodato. This is what Elisha did. In connection with the Rorim, who screamed at him, Aleikereach, he cursed them, and then they were punished in a very severe way. So the Gemara says, we say that how did he curse them? Because he saw being Vuye, that neither he, neither they, nor any of their descendants could have a lachluchet or mitzvah in them. But for an ordinary human being to apply, you know, the media of Sitra Dismail, how does he know? Maybe that human being who is now so sinful and so wicked, maybe if he's encouraged, so maybe 20 years later he'll turn into a nice human being. How does he know? And if he wants, maybe he'll have a son, maybe he'll have a grandson, maybe he'll have a great-grandson. How can one have the chutzpah of applying the midas of Sitra Dismail? What is he? He's an Ovi. So this is what Elisha asked of Leon Novi, Leon Kishnaim, not twice your spirit, but your double spirit. I should be able to determine when, in what moment, under what circumstances, can I exercise the midah of Sitre, the midah of Sitre Dismay. So, because in respect to Novi, if he can determine the right moment, so then just as the mitzvah of Alachta B'trochot implies Mahu Rachum Alatei Rachum, so it also implies the mitzvah Mahu Kanavinekei Alatei Kanavinekei, but Mahu Kanavinekei under certain circumstances, certain moments. So Afato under the same circumstances, same moments, he Kanavinekei. So, but as far as an ordinary man is concerned, not in order. So then the mitzvah only implies to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the realm of Sitre Dimin, not to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the realm of Sitre Dismail. Yet not. So that's why we stop. So there's a special hekah to stop in the middle of the process. Hashem HaMashem, Kol Racham Mechanon, even though Naki is only half of the Midi. Naki or Naki. And Naki Lishabim, they Minakim Lay Lishabim. But we have to emphasize in our own behavior only the Minaki half, not the Lay Naki half. Lay Naki half, that's for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, or for Nidin. Sometimes, for real Yisrael, Hakmi Yisrael, after due deliberation, they decide that something drastic has to be done. So they can also apply the midas of Sitra Dismail. Sitra Dismail. May I tell the story about the time I mentioned at the OU Convention. In 1903, there was a wave of radicalism raging in Russia, and many Jewish youngsters were engulfed by communism and socialism, you know, all kinds of isms, became radicals. And their political radicalism went hand in hand with abandonment of the Torah, not just abandonment of Torah, but even with a spiteful attitude towards the others. And it was a common practice among the young radicals in Russia in those days, in 1903, in Brisk and all the time, Brisk, Bialystok, all the Jewish towns in Poland and Lithuania, to be Michal Shabbos in the presence of the Rav of the town, to show him that they don't believe in the Torah. So, the number of Jewish radicals in 1903, 1904, were accustomed to go out Shabbos morning, they knew that Reb Chaim was going to shul at 7 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos and smoking cigarettes. I mean, just to show Reb Chaim that they are not afraid of it. They smoke on Shabbos.
All right.
So one Jewish youngster in 1903, a very stupid Jewish youngster, in the presence of Tsarist soldiers, so he took a toy gun, and he shot at the Tsar in effigy in the presence of a group of Tsarist soldiers. Nefertiti, he didn't say, shoot the Tsarist. Just shot him Nefertiti. But it was in the presence of hundreds of Tsar soldiers. So he was arraigned in court and he was sentenced to be executed. And that happened in Asaras Mitzvah in 1903. Executed within 20 days, he had to be shot. So then, but you know, the Tsarist government had one good quality. I'm sure that they got schar for it. The one good quality in the Tsars that the communist regime does not have. A good quality of the Tsarist government consisted that for a bribe you could commute his sentence. For a bribe. So the magistrate of Brisk told a few the Balabatim, you know, the children of Brisk, that if the Kehillah of Brisk will give him 5,000 ruble was like a dollar here, 5,000 ruble, so then he'll be released.